Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. Hi, friends. For those of you who are listening to this on my podcast, I want you to know that it is also in video format. This is a absolutely impromptu video slash podcast. So let me start with this. I did not post as I usually do on Wednesday morning, first thing, my podcast this week. And the reason is because I did not have a clear word from the Lord. I literally had no idea what I was supposed to say. I had no idea what he wanted me to share. And I thought, well, you know, I could just grab one of my devotionals and bless them with reading that. And I thought, no, nothing sat firmly in my spirit. And so I said, okay, well, for the first time in, what is this, like 9 months, I am not going to put out a podcast on Wednesday. And Lord, I put it in your hands. And then this morning, I had a vision of something, and I knew after this encounter was over that this was what I was supposed to share. So I will be getting this podcast up on the day it's supposed to be delivered, but it obviously is late because it's usually posted by now. So anyway, I had seen a picture, and hopefully I can post this maybe in the show notes, and if you're watching this on video, wherever you're watching it, hopefully somewhere in the information section, I'm going to see if I can post the picture. If not, I'll try to link to the picture so you can see it. But basically, I saw this picture. It was a black and white picture that someone had taken. It was this large room with a very, very high ceiling. And there was a person walking from the darkness into an open door. Tall open door. And this open door was, there was bright white light from this open door, and inside the room and the person itself, it was just black. And they were walking out of the blackness into this bright open entry. And I saw that picture, gosh, I think it was, I want to say I saw this a couple weeks ago, but the image of that picture really impacted me. And I've kind of pondered it on and off, saying, Lord, I don't know what exactly you're saying. I had some ideas, but I didn't want to assume anything, you know? And before I go on to share what the Lord showed me today, I want to remind you, when you see something or you hear something, whether it's something someone says, whether it's something you've seen in a picture or a social media, on Instagram, on, you know, whatever. When you hear or see something that kind of, something about that is drawing you, pay attention to that. Pay attention to that because there's something the Lord wants to say to you, even if you're not sure, you know, right now what he wants to say. There's something he wants to say. And you need to just be still and ponder that. And it doesn't mean you have to rack your brain because you're not trying to mentally get into what he's saying to you, right? So anyway, you just keep it before the Lord. And so this morning, I'm spending time with him, excuse me. And I had this image of that picture in my mind again. And I thought, okay, Lord, are you trying to say something to me? And I had this thought. So here's what I heard from the Lord that I want to share with you. And I ask right now, Father, in Jesus' name, that every single person who's listening would hear from the Spirit what you're saying to them, that they would still themselves, that they would pause for a moment and listen, to be still and know that they would listen to what you want to say. So I had this image of the person walking out of this literal blackness into this bright white light, this open door of a bright white light. And I immediately thought, this is what's happening in the spirit. The Lord is opening this tall, big, huge, beautiful door that leads to truth, that leads to breakthrough, that leads to His presence, that leads you into the glory that heals us, into the light that heals us, into the light that brings wisdom, brings breakthrough, brings Him. And so I was just pondering that, and I thought, okay, so are you saying, Lord, that you're opening doors for people? And then all of a sudden, I saw that dark room, and that dark room was just this big, huge, almost like a warehouse, I could say, this dark room, and there were chairs all throughout the room with people sitting on it, sitting in the darkness, waiting. And I heard in my spirit, yes, it's a waiting room. They're waiting for that door to open in their lives because they've seen how I've opened that door to break through to whatever for other people. And for some of you, you've even seen it in your own life and many times before where the Lord's opened this huge door that you just walked right in to your answer. You just walked right into another level in your experience of Him, another level of your faith, that God just blessed you, just supernaturally opened that door, and it had nothing to do with you at all. It was just His grace. And so I saw these people just sitting, literally just sitting in the chair, just still. But I saw them with their eyes closed. And as they pondered, so what I saw was you sitting in this waiting room, waiting for your breakthrough, waiting for whatever it is you're waiting for from the Lord. But as you stilled yourself, as you closed your eyes and centered your heart and your thoughts on Him, waiting in anticipation and in faith, I saw this little flicker of light inside of you. And then all of a sudden, this light began to grow and grow and spread throughout you. And as I'm seeing this, and this was totally God, He gave me this scripture. And it was so cool because this is definitely not a book of the Bible that I read very often. And it was totally a sovereign thing from Him that He gave me the scripture for you. It's Micah 7:8, and in part it says, when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light for me. And I thought, wow, if that's not a confirmation that this is what I'm seeing in the spirit, I don't know what is. And so He was showing me that you were sitting in the darkness, but that He is the light inside of you. You don't have to wait for what you can see ahead of you, the light and the door to open. You don't have to wait for that. You can step into the light because that door, that portal is inside of you. That light is inside of you. He is the light inside of you. Though you're sitting in darkness right now and you're waiting, and some of you are like, man, when is He going to speak? When is He going to do this? I encourage you, still yourself and be with Him. And remember that the light is inside of you. Every single thing you need is in Him, and He is inside of you. If you need wisdom, tune into Him. If you need peace, you descend Theophilus the recluse, from obviously many, many years ago, had said you descend with the mind into the heart. So you use your thoughts to recenter yourself back into the awareness of God inside of you. He is the light inside of you. And you allow your thoughts to center around Him. And so I saw you sitting in this waiting room, the light expanding inside of you and eventually consuming you. And then all of a sudden, as the light grew and grew and started radiating out of you and out of your pores and out of your eyes and out of your hair, and like Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, your clothes became white. And then all of a sudden, I saw you disappear. And I was like, it kind of surprised me. You just disappeared. The people sitting in these chairs waiting, they just disappeared. Where did they go? just like the person walking through that open door straight into his presence. That's where you went. And every thought and everything that's been overwhelming you, everything you've been praying about, everything you've had in your mind, everything that's been on your prayer list, all of those things go with you into the purity of his presence, into the glory of his presence. And there we find the answers. And I say this all the time. I know when we're stressed, it's hard to hear God. And that's when we need to hear him the most. But this is why we have to learn how to quiet our hearts, quiet our minds, and enter in. Because that door that you're waiting to open, it's inside of you. He is the door. Jesus is the door. And that door is inside of you. That answer you need is inside of you. You, Jesus said in, Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world, right? A city set on the hill that cannot be hidden. The next thing I saw, I saw some people literally just disappearing as the light consumed them. And then I saw other people standing up and walking over to other people who were waiting, sitting in these chairs, just waiting. They hadn't realized the light inside of them yet. And I saw you walk up to those people sitting in darkness. You were so bright and you were so beautiful. And you reached out and you took their hands and you just stood in front of them and they held your hands and that light began to pour out of you and into them. And it ignited the light and the passion inside of them. And it began to heal their hearts and it began to bring them hope. Just be you. Just allow the light and the love and the glory of God to shine out of you. You don't have to preach at people. You know, my husband and I went to a coffee shop a couple weeks ago, and there was this guy, this precious, precious Jesus loving person, with his Bible open, talking to a man who was a little, not, he was, he, you could tell he was right there on the cusp. He was a spiritual person, but he wasn't sourced with the right thing. You know, he wasn't fully using God for the things he was doing. And this man, bless his heart, he was preaching at this guy and telling him how some things were sin. And there is a time to preach the gospel. But let me tell you, when somebody is hurting, when somebody is living in sin, the gospel, Jesus is the good news. We have the good news inside of us, and we can pour out love and we can pour out his presence. Nothing changes a person's heart more than an encounter with God. You can tell them all the right scriptures, but if they don't meet the one, the living word, things don't change as often as when they meet the living word, when they encounter the presence of God. And that's what you carry. So I just want to encourage you today, if you're not already, start your days with the Lord. Start your days in his presence. Start your day. I don't care how busy you are. Get up a little earlier. I share the story all the time when we had little kids, you know, a toddler, a baby, and then like she must have been 5 at the time. I would get up early and spend time with God. And the days I did that, I had more grace. I had more ability to deal with all the stuff of momhood. And I got up early. So there is a grace for you to get up early and then to tune into him over and over and over and over every single day, to tune back into his presence. It isn't like go spend time with the Lord and then you're set for the day. It definitely sets the tone for the day, but you still have to go back. You have to live in the awareness of that light inside of you, right? So anyway, all right, this was totally impromptu, but I thought if I don't do it right now, then I won't get this up today. And I really wanted to get it up today. So I decided to do it while I'm out running errands. So for those of you watching the video, if you aren't aware, I do have a podcast and you can go to my website, GretchenRodriguez.com. You can find it on any podcast platform. The podcast is called Breathing God. For those of you listening to the podcast, in case you aren't aware, I also have a YouTube channel. So you can find all of that on my website. All right, I love you guys. I bless you, and I pray that you will become aware of the most amazing, beautiful, healing light that flows inside of you. Bye. Thank you for joining me on the Breathing God podcast. If this show has ministered to you, please consider leaving a review right here. And if you think the podcast will bless someone else, please share it. You can find help for anxiety, sign up for my newsletter, and find lots of other goodies on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com.